I'm Patrick.
This is Will.
And I'm Chris. And we are Guys With Issues.
So many issues.
I almost said, and we are not guys with character.
No, not right now.
Not anymore.
So
that's on a Monday.
I'd say we're going to talk about what we're going to talk about what we read later.
Yep.
But before that, Patrick.
Yep.
I know that we're kind of bouncing around on how we do this banter.
We are.
But you showed me something.
I did.
That I said you should mention.
Yes.
Because people need to know.
Right.
This is a public service announcement.
Yes.
So listen closely to everything Patrick's about to say.
Sure. And I'm going to screw things up because it's been a bit and I've slept since I've watched it. But the main gist of it is your car is spying on you.
Yep.
So if you have a newer car, and I don't know the which year numbers.
I know. I wanted to research that.
Yeah, we probably should.
Because I pretty much never want to buy a car where it begins until legislature's in place.
Sure. And they pretty much track all of your driving data, your maintenance histories, your like everything about the car.
Including your facial expressions.
Right.
Whether or not you've had adult relations in the car.
Correct.
Everything.
Right.
Your car tracks
everything.
All of that.
Which mine 100% does that.
Yeah, I'm sure yours is new enough. Mm-hmm. I'm sure.
And they have been selling the data to insurance companies.
Well, it's a brokerage. The data from the car companies is bought by, it's called Lex something reports
right.
or something.
Lex Luthor reports?
Pretty,
is he
pretty
behind
much.
This?
Pretty much.
And they sell it to insurance companies,
yep.
And people have just been randomly getting larger insurance bills.
And some of them are completely being dropped from their insurance.
Yes.
And then other insurance companies are refusing to service them.
Correct.
Without any actual, like, police reports, nothing.
Yep.
All based on the data that their car collects on them.
Yep.
See, that could be faulty because mine doesn't always work.
Yeah.
Because I have like a facial recognition thing.
So,
but a lot of times it's like user not recognized.
I put on a hat and it doesn't work.
Almost.
Or wearing masks.
Or like, if the sun is shining in my face, it won't
work. It's a good day.
It is a good day. I get to feel the warmth of the sun, but also it's just like it doesn't recognize.
Right. So one car manufacturer actually declined a warranty repair.
It was Toyota.
Okay.
I believe it was Toyota.
Probably.
I'm pretty sure.
I didn't want to just throw it out there.
Well, I think Chevy was on there and Toyota was on there. Mm-hmm. Toyota was one of the biggest culprits, I believe.
I think so. But anyway, they declined the warranty claim because at some point in the past, not at the time this happened, but at some point in the past, he went over 85 miles an hour.
Interesting.
And then his car caught on fire later on. And they're like, yeah.
When he was driving normally.
When he was driving normally. And they're like, yeah, no, we're not going to.
They didn't cover his car
that.
Fire.
Right. Because you went over 85 miles an hour.
And the car he owned was the.
It was a sporty version.
It was
of
the 86.
Right? Yeah.
It was the. I can't remember what it's called. The GR86. Like track package. I looked at one recently because somebody who goes to the church I attend drives one. This girl does.
Oh, there you go.
It's sweet.
Sweet, it's spying on you.
Yeah. Once I read that, or watched that, I was like, dang it. I wanted one of those, but I would never buy one anyway. So those are even rated to go to like track days and different things.
Mm-hmm.
And but again, insurance might find out you do track days, and that's its own thing. A lot of insurance companies say they don't cover people like things like that.
Right.
And, oh yeah, man.
More data.
But they said, so in this video, it also showed some people whose insurance like skyrocketed. And then like I said, they kept applying to different companies and they just kept rejecting them. And they bought the report from the brokerage.
Right.
And it was like 800 pages of every time they hard braked, anytime they sped up in a certain level of acceleration, every time they exceeded a certain number of speed. Like literally, it tracks your braking, it tracks where you're looking, and all of that goes into a report that insurance companies can buy and either charge you extra or decline you.
Interesting.
And they do not have to even tell you that they're raising your premiums because, like, you don't have to have an accident or have any reports filed against you.
You know what this reminds me of?
1984.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, exactly.
Big, dude, this is, we live in dystopia. It is now. The future is now.
You guys know 23andMe? Where you can do
the DNA.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff supposedly tied to that.
When they first started up, they could test you for like your likelihood for like illnesses, like your medical history, like whether you're likely to be like an alcoholic or high blood pressure or something that was like in this report. But they were selling that information to insurance companies as well. It's basically the same thing, just replace car with your
insurance company's health insurance. The worst.
And so it was starting to affect your health insurance premiums.
Sure.
And so,
which is probably why they did it to begin with, because they're like, we can sell information.
Probably.
It was never about helping people know more about themselves. Dude, right? Don't even get me started on this stuff, man.
And I think they did pass a law to where they could not divulge that information anymore. And so they took that off the test. But recently, I think it's come back. So I don't know if they're back to selling or if they found a loophole in that law or what.
Jeez Louise.
Doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, so if you have a newer car, it's spying on you. It's recording every time you hit the brakes
and
anytime you take a turn quickly.
Right, and I wanted to shout out the YouTube channel that I found that on. It's called Cold Fusion. So just look that up on YouTube and it's easy to find. He's very informative. The videos are great.
And we also saw that there's a dude who paid $100,000 for an exoskeleton because he's paralyzed and wanted to walk. And he had a battery malfunction. And the company that made it was refusing to do any kind of maintenance on it because it was the old model.
Yep.
Bonkers.
Bonkers.
Absolutely bonkers. $100,000 maintenance refusal. That is... bro.
Right.
But the warranty was up. It's after 10 years. Whatever.
Dude. Anyway. So, I'm going to tell you about my wallet getting punched.
Oh.
Do it.
The other day, I was buying some gifts for my nephews for their birthdays. And Theo, my son, who's around their age, picked out all their gifts. It was cute. He was like, Dad, monster trucks are cool. Get them that shirt. And like, it was fun. And we were looking for books, like the children's books.
Yep.
And we stopped at Walmart because I was trying to one-stop shop for this and it wasn't that far from where we were headed. And the children's books were actually over in like the electronics section. It's like in the media section. Mm-hmm. And they used to have a big book section. They do not anymore.
No.
Certain stores do, but that one did not. Anyway, and right next to the books, or all pretty much next to it, were the vinyl records. And I don't buy a lot of records. I have two record players. I love listening to records. I just love the vibe of them. And I know if I bought like really good sound equipment, the sound quality is why you actually buy records.
Right.
But I have one super old, like vintage 60s portable record player that I like that sounds pretty bad, but it has that scratchy old record sound. And I like that. But anyway, The only record I have bought for myself in recent years was the Ghost of Tsushima soundtrack.
Oh, yeah?
I didn't know that. I love it. That's a great soundtrack. I'm a man who loves soundtracks. And usually when I listen to records, I listen to soundtracks or a lot of like swing, jazz music, instrumental stuff, classical. I don't listen to like a lot of modern stuff on record. I just don't.
But, as nobody ever should.
So I was like, I'm just going to quickly peruse. I saw they had the Guardians of the Galaxy Deluxe Edition from the first movie, which I own on CD because I bought it when the movie came out. Because I saw that movie like 5 or 7 times in theaters. But anyway, all at different types of viewing locations.
Oh, nice.
I saw it in IMAX. I saw it in 3D. I saw it in normal 2D. I saw it in a drive-in. I saw it several times, but it was different like every time. But anyway, I was just like, I wonder if they have any interesting soundtracks. And I was looking, and then I came across something. And I went, I searched for it online, thinking, how much is this going to cost me? It was cheaper there than anywhere I saw online, which is part of the reason I broke down and bought it. But do you know what soundtrack they had? It's one of my favorite. I'll give you a hint, because you guys know me really well. It is an anime original soundtrack. And in my opinion, of virtually any show, anime or not, it is top tier soundtrack. Top tier. Thing anime is, with amazing soundtrack.
Well, he says anime, I gotta assume Gundam. But as soon as he started, I was gonna say he found like the Star Wars Phantom Menace.
Oh, that would be good. Star Wars. I have an old Star Wars record I picked up for like 25 cents from Goodwill with like a bunch of the classic tracks on
nice.
It.
Nice.
It's not like a Studio Ghibli thing, is it?
Nope.
Because they do have amazing soundtracks.
They do. They're very like fanciful and right. They're really well done. But those are movies.
Then I'm going to say this Gundam as well.
This is a series.
Because why not?
Okay, I'm going to tell you right now, one of my favorite Gundam soundtracks is Iron-Blooded Orphans because it has like that Spanish guitar. But they don't make a vinyl of it. I actually looked already. No, it is not Gundam.
And
it's
as
not
soon
Gundam
as you
related.
Say it, it'll be like, is it? That's it.
The only other one it could be.
Heard it? Wait.
Bleach.
Oh, nope. No, Bleach has. I wouldn't say its soundtrack
I'm basing,
is good.
I'm basing
I would
this off
say
of,
Bleach's intros are pretty good.
I'm basing this off of anime that I know Chris has watched,
and
that list
is
that
is
list
very
is very short.
Short.
It includes Bleach and Gundam. So I who what
there is one I've mentioned. It's a series I've never finished, but I'm trying to get through it.
I don't know.
You guys ready for this?
No.
I've dug through the papers on my brain desk, and I can pick up nothing.
Cowboy Bebop.
Oh.
Dang it.
Nice. I've never watched that, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
I never finished it, but I did watch a lot of it.
It's even, like, got spaceships and stuff.
I think I've only watched, like, the first one or two episodes.
I like how
that's... music is so good.
I like that's how we rank what... how... much we how we think Pat's gonna like something. Does it have spaceships?
It does have spaceships.
Yes, Pat will like it.
Okay, so
that's the whole flowchart,
so
right
the
there.
Vibe. So everybody who is probably anybody who kind of knows anime has probably heard in some video or something the intro to Cowboy Bebop.
Probably
because it's super famous,
right?
But I'm going to tell you right now, so the music vibes, it's blues, it's jazz, it's got some Spanish guitar, and it's got, it's just very like,
oh yeah,
like smoky room, like doom, 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 like kind of just good stuff.
Sure.
Like rainy, moody detective, or like, gun showdown kind of stuff. Yep. It's just so good. And so I saw that and was like, oh man. And they only had one, and it being there, get this, they had a Walmart exclusive translucent like purple color vinyl
for Cowboy Bebop.
Yes.
Walmart exclusive. Yes. Cowboy Bebop and Walmart paired together
to make only, that's the only place you could get like that color of vinyl from them.
Wow.
Yeah. So, needless to say, I now own Ghost of Tsushima and Cowboy Bebop. Those are the two I've paid like real full prices for. I've thought about picking up, if I could find the score, the instrumental tracks to the first into the Spider-Verse, it has phenomenal music.
Yeah, it
but
does.
Most of it's like the music, like the soundtrack one, not the score. So, but yeah, I had to let you guys know I didn't tell you about finding it, and it was such an interesting, unexpected find. They had like everything. They had like Beastie Boys and Led Zeppelin and all the like traditional, like, I'm going to buy these on vinyl. They had new stuff like Billie Eilish and all of the like newer kind of vinyl records.
Sure.
And then I find Cowboy Bebop, one of them, and nice. I bought it.
Sure. That's
and
great.
I was listening to it the other morning. I had it turned down low as I was sitting there and I was painting or panel lining or something on my table.
Cool.
So, yeah.
Nice.
Yep. So, Cowboy Bebop, if you like jazz, blues, westerny, fun vibes, look it up. Whatever music streaming service you listen to, look up the Cowboy Bebop original soundtrack and do yourself a favor.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that my wallet got punched. I didn't expect to buy that. I generally don't buy records, but that, I was like, this is literally one of my favorite soundtracks ever.
Nice.
So, cha-ching. Now it has a good home where it's going to be very much appreciated.
It is already. So, Will.
Yes.
What wacky fact you bring us?
This is actually a story, kind of a local story that I heard today, because where I work, we have a lot of firefighters and first responders. And a couple of years back, they responded to a call where there's this place that has, I can't remember what they called it, but they would dump manure and it would be processed and basically turned into electricity.
Okay.
And so this guy was standing next to like this dock with a wall right in front of his legs and a truck was backing up. And the guy standing there had headphones in, was listening to music. Didn't hear the truck.
Probably Cowboy Bebop.
Cowboy Bebop. He's like, dang, these smooth jazz notes are just so good. And truck didn't see him, and it backed up into him like the bumper hit his knees.
Oof.
And one of his legs was cut off instantly. The other one was kind of crushed, and he started falling.
Into the poop?
Yeah, forward over this wall. But the bumper kind of held him in place. And he ended up remaining conscious long enough to tell him how to operate like this excavator or boom lift or something to like get it underneath him so he wouldn't fall over before he lost consciousness, right? This guy survives.
Wow.
And
now he has a 10-year-old exoskeleton?
No, but
dude.
his wife was expecting at the time, so he's now has like a 2-year-old daughter and no legs. But where's this going?
That's what we were wondering.
Yeah,
it was.
The HR accountant IT guy he's a firefighter. And he was one of the guys that showed up. He was telling me about this. The guy they rescued showed up at their fire station yesterday just to kind of touch base with him, thank him, tell him how he's doing. And he's going to have permanent sockets attached to his legs, like they're grafted in, so that he could have prosthetic legs attached. And eventually he's going to be able to drive. So he explained this technology because they have like chips and stuff in them to where he can like tap his foot 3 times, like the fake one, like with his hip, or tap his foot on the floor just by like raising his femur or something.
Sure.
And it'll like auto adjust his leg to a certain angle so he can reach the pedal.
That's interesting.
And just kind of like,
I could never have those.
No, you couldn't.
But
my legs are always moving. They'd be like,
Basically, it sounds like, this guy's going to have legit robot legs.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
The future is now.
And it is bleak.
Not for him. Yet.
Sure. So,
until insurance drops him because they find out how he's been driving with his robot legs.
Right.
Bro.
Well, for him, all of this is getting paid on workman's comp. So
so he's like, give me the most expensive legs there.
Yeah. This happened to him while he was at work. So.
Yeah. Wow.
I bet they have a no headphone policy now.
Oh, 100%. There's a whole lot of rules at that place now.
Oh, dude, I guarantee you, if there weren't when it happened, there are so many things in place now.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, so many.
So many.
I mean, just the difference where I work compared to when you were there because of certain accidents. Like the machinery now, all the two-hand touch buttons, they installed extra, like there are knobs now that you have to hold on the back side of all the CNCs so your hands have to be away from points of operation because we had somebody route their hand like earlier this year or last year.
Ugh.
And like, no, like it's like full on like safety stuff now. There's no no little pieces pushed into the machine to keep it running for the clamps. You can't clamp with your hand. Like, it's two-hand clamp and everything now.
Wow.
Yep. Yep. There you go. Yeah, once somebody gets hurt, all the safeties go in place.
Oh, sure.
I mean, they used to have just, like, the regular box
knives.
Did
I tell you they have music now?
Yeah, they have radios Tuesdays and
Jessica
Thursdays.
Knows that. No. It's every day.
Oh, is it?
It's certain stations on each
day.
Oh,
that's what it is. Yeah.
They finally implemented that, huh?
They did. They had a petition signed with like it was like 120 people or something. And so the plant manager said, you know what? If I can get this approved, we'll do it. But if you don't follow the rules that are put in place about it, like it has to be an actual radio, can't be like, you can't wear headphones, can't do things like that. And on certain days of the week, it's on certain stations, so it's always the same at every place. And now it's kind of weird, though, because as you walk, depending where the radio's at, it's like the music does follow you, but it's like
that's
different.
It fades in and out.
But yeah, and to be honest, everybody follows the rule. Nobody's complained because it took so long to get it approved. Nobody wants to lose it.
Right.
Although I did hear, I was working with somebody, and they were like, man, I just wish we could listen to good music. And I said, dude, don't be like that. Do not. Yeah. Then turn it off.
Back in the day, the only thing you could listen to is your own thoughts. So,
and sometimes those are worse than any music that you can find.
Sometimes.
But, well, I'm glad that man's going to get bionic legs.
I know, right? The only thing I was wondering is, like, how are they going to keep the sockets they're attaching to him from, like, being rejected by his body?
Medication.
It is. You have to take a bunch of medication, at least. And it's, like, forever, isn't it? Don't you have to permanently be on it?
Yes.
But and he'll have to go for, like, checkups.
See, that's what I'm assuming, but that's more for, like, when you have organs. These are like foreign objects. So I don't know if they're just going to like grow around.
People get foreign objects put in them all the time, like pacemakers and stuff.
Yeah. So I don't know if they're...
Pacemakers, just a machine.
Doing like bone grafts around the metal so it doesn't like... Because they have like these fake like bone putty things to prevent like... Because I'm like, what if the bone kind of grows around where it shouldn't? They're going to have to go back
in. I guarantee you he has to have regular checkups and scans stuff. 100%. Like for probably years.
Right.
Until they see that something isn't changing. Like negatively.
But I guess I had metal put in my knee and I didn't have to go back.
Ever?
Well.
You like, did for a
like
while,
two
I'm sure.
2 years and then I have to go back.
Hmm.
But I wasn't on any medication.
Yeah, people get rods and different things.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway.
That's very interesting.
I was interesting. About. Great.
Thanks.
Thanks, Will. Yep.
Anyway, what are we doing?
Snacks.
Snacks. We are guys with snacks.
Snacks with issues.
Oh. Is that the last one in the bag?
Well, I'm not going to lie. There's some suckers in here.
Yes, three of them.
Feel. Here, Will. It's the only thing that's still bagged.
Always dope.
We're just going to empty it because there's there's a sucker and some
a sucker.
Packs.
It says
tajitos. Are we supposed to dip it in whatever that is?
So it says casa de dulce.
Another one.
Polvo de limón.
Polvo.
Polvo.
I'm not sure what that word is.
They do not know.
Limón is lime.
Doesn't really explain what it is, but they're little lemon packet things.
Maybe it's tea.
We just eat it. And also we have what look to be watermelon suckers. Tajitos. Oh, with chili. Oh, dude, that's like putting tahini
right
on watermelon. Oh, it's one of my favorites.
I knew this bag had an easier way to open it, and I forgot what it was until I started actually looking, because it opens from the bottom.
I'm glad you looked, Will.
Made you look.
I'm glad you used your eyes.
Made you use your eyes.
I'll take 200 steps.
Dude, it's like powder. This is going to be, what is this like? Like you pour it, it's a sour. That's what it is, man. It's sour powder.
Salt and lemon powder.
So what we should do, I know what you're going to do. You're going to pour it in your mouth like it's a treat from the grocery store aisle. Like the checkout.
Pixie sticks?
Yeah. But really what we should do is lick it, lick the sucker and dunk them like those, what are those called? Dip, fun dip.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Like fun
like
dip.
Like fun dip, huh?
Okay. Will, splash your tongue with sour and salt.
Sounds like an insult. Be like, I will salt the earth. I will splash your tongue with sour and salt.
Oh. It's the salt. I'm making a face.
It's very salty.
Did you pour the whole pack in?
Yes.
I only did like a third.
Coward.
Well, I want to dip the sucker in it. And I really didn't want to open a second one.
Oh, man, that was rough.
I don't want to dip the sucker in it.
That would be like if you ordered a margarita and they asked if you wanted the rim salted and you said no, just pour like 2 tablespoons on the margarita.
It's like they handed you a glass of just the salt.
Lorena, do you eat those? Is that... that's
correct
not,
us and how this
do
is
Do not
to
tell
be.
Me, Lorena, that that's something that you just enjoy, that you just pop in your mouth.
She's probably yelling at a radio right now because we did something
no,
wrong.
No, what she's yelling is like, you guys were right to begin with. You're supposed to take the suckers and dip it in the lemon powder.
We were the suckers.
What if that is what you're actually supposed to do? And she's like, Chris, you're right. Stop being...
Is there a note in the bag that tells us what we're supposed to do?
This sucker is exactly what I thought it was going to be, which is chili and watermelon. The watermelon flavor is good. I'm not going to eat a whole sucker. That'll take us like 10 minutes. I'm drooling.
Hi, drooling. I'm Will.
Okay, here we go. It's on the sucker. Oh.
Mine's kind of melted.
Much better. You want to try? Pour a little on there? Do you want to pour a little on there?
If I can get it out. Mine's like stuck in... melted to the...
I like this. It's a good sucker. When I was a kid, and I would get
suckers.
Treats like this, I wasn't always a fan. Now, I'm a believer. Patrick is.
It's good.
You say it's good?
It's good.
Yeah, it does basically taste like tahine on watermelon.
No, if you want it to be a little tahine, you got to add the Lorena's death sticks. You want some death sticks?
You want to know how I got these scars?
You don't want to sell me any death sticks. You want to go home and rethink your life. Yeah, sprinkle some of that on there. This is definitely a combo treat. Lorena, you're nuts.
There you go. That is much more manageable. An entire packet just straight into the mouth was not a pleasant experience.
Was it a better experience than the duck egg?
Yes.
No.
I was hoping you'd come back with that. This is a pretty good sucker.
Yeah. It is.
Their watermelon flavor is much closer to authentic than artificial watermelon.
I will try that later because I feel like my taste buds are screwed up right now.
Oh, yeah.
Do we want to... We just double dipped.
We did.
We going to triple dip?
Sure.
That's right.
Triple dip.
We're Kristoff's big bag of tricks.
Tricks are for kids.
And Chris's.
They might be in there. Who knows?
Dude, if we pull out the same thing again.
What's this?
Ouch. You cut my hand.
Again?
There's...
Belgian chocolate clusters. Clusties.
How did you draw that with all these weird other things to feel? What is this? I want to know what this is.
Yeah, pull it out.
No.
We'll try both.
I'll turn away. Does it look more interesting?
Oh, my land.
Bro. We'll do both.
We'll do both.
And we're doing both of these?
We are.
We're quadruple dipping?
We're quadruple dipping.
Bro.
What the heck?
It's Dragon Ball Z soda. It's called Goku Black Ocean Bomb.
I bet it can beat up Mountain Dew Code Red.
Oh, 100%.
It's peach flavored.
Interesting. If it had Kakarot on there, you'd think it'd be carrot flavored. It does have Kakarot on there. It should be carrot flavored.
This might be shaken.
Not stirred.
Okay, guys.
Lean it away from the pod track. Are you going to shot?
If it goes, I'm going.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
The suspense, it was killing me.
Who's the biggest germaphobe? Who wants to go first? Does anybody care?
I don't think anybody cares.
I don't think anybody cares.
Well, Will goes first. Here you go, Will.
Does it say cowabunga on the side of it?
Ocean bomb?
Oh.
Cowabunga. Goku. Cowabunga.
It's not Michelangelo from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Turns out that's their other flavor.
Right.
It's just orange flavored.
It's pretty good. It's not as sweet as you would think it is.
Just like Goku.
That is very interesting. The aftertaste is very peachy.
Very.
It's very light.
It is very light.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, Will. Break open those chocolates. We're just having a feast.
Trying to do without ripping the bag.
We should just keep pulling snacks. Phil, it's guys with snacks issue.
Just the guy with the snacks issue.
It smells exactly what you think it's going to smell like.
Chocolate.
Chocolate and cranberry.
Oh, it's cranberry.
Ooh.
My brain quit listening when you were talking about the bag because I reached into the other bag and felt all those other packages. And I started going, what are these?
One of the packages felt like something we had already, like the first one I touched, I'm like, that kind of felt like the corn nuts.
Oh.
So I'm like, I'm going to go.
I felt that one.
I'm going to go reach over here.
But he wouldn't have doubled.
It could be adjacent.
Corn nut adjacent.
Yeah, it's corn nut adjacent.
Okay. Will. You know, you always go first.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Sign me up for pretty much anything chocolate.
It's doing wonders for my taste buds right now.
I know, right?
It's so soothing after the harshness of all the other stuff.
Mm-hmm. Like all that salt, it basically just like soothed my entire palate. It's also extremely delicious.
Yes. Why would he give us Belgian chocolates?
Because he likes us. It's the only reason I can think of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought maybe he was trying to get us to be more cultured.
I mean, probably.
Dragon Ball sodas and Belgian chocolates.
Oh, yeah. Good combination.
If he wanted us to be more cultured, he would have given us yogurt.
Oh, that was a good joke. That was a legitimately good joke.
Thanks.
I like that one.
Good job, Will.
Yep, yep. It's a fermentation joke. Give it a while. Let's sink in.
Would you like to hear a bad joke?
You're pushing it, Will. Sure.
Because I have a math joke. I'm just too squared to say it.
Wow.
I told you
that
it was a bad joke.
Bad.
Yeah.
I mean, can you tell me how does a computer get drunk?
Oh. I've heard this one before. Oh, what is it?
You're going to kick yourself.
I'm going to kick myself. I can't think of it.
It takes screenshots.
That's right. I think I've told you that joke before.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I got one for you.
Okay.
Why did Mozart kill all his chickens?
Because they wouldn't stop saying, bawk, 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 bawk.
Dang it. When he would ask them the name of the world's best composer.
Mm.
Bawk, bawk,
bawk. Bawk, bawk,
bawk. See, he does know, like, every joke. Here, I'm going to pull up a random
screenshots. I knew it.
How do basketball players keep cool on the court?
I don't think I've heard this one.
They play right next to the fans.
Oh, there you go.
Patrick,
mm-hmm.
I have a pun for you that you can use at work.
Ooh.
Have you heard the one about the two fish in the tank?
Well, one turns to the other and says, you man the guns, I'll drive.
Dagnabbit!
Chris.
This guy.
Chris, you like hockey. What do hockey players do when they meet an opponent?
What do they check them over? Or something?
I think you guys found my weakness. I don't know sports jokes.
They break the ice.
Dagnabbit. Now I'm just looking at jokes thinking.
Here we go. My computer said hello to me.
You've told me that one. Oh, that's bad.
What the one I said? Or
no, the one I just read.
Oh.
My computer said hello to me. What make is it?
Adele.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. This man.
I like how you guys are just like, okay, we're just testing him.
That's what it is. This is your final exam.
Hey, Patrick.
I guess. Yeah.
See if you have another one. Let's see if you know the next line to this.
Okay.
I just watched a documentary about beavers.
It's going to be something about dam. I just don't know.
It's the best damn show I ever watched.
Yes, that's it. I've heard that one before.
I just like that you're like, I know the punchline.
Why did the PowerPoint presentation cross the road?
To get to the other slide.
Yep.
Wow. What did the Buddhist say at the hot dog stand?
Make me one with everything.
That's a good one.
Oh, he's unstoppable.
Why can't dinosaurs clap their hands?
Do you want to give me the bad answer? Because they're all dead?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they're extinct?
Hey, Patrick.
Uh-huh.
How many ears does Spock have?
Three. Four. Is it three or four? Is the right ear, the left ear, and the final frontier?
Dang.
It's three. Yeah, it's three.
Oh, I give up. I give up. I'm done. I can't take it anymore. There's no beating this guy. For every one that we get him with, there's like five more that he's just like, no, swats away. Wow. The only person that could go toe-to-toe with you is probably Larry, right?
Probably.
Like, really, though.
Probably.
Really.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not finding any more good ones.
Wow, we even just started scrolling. We were like, no. I know. We gotta do it.
We gotta keep finding one.
That's hilarious.
Wow.
There you go.
Jeez. The Punisher, indeed. Do we have an email this week?
We do.
Oh.
No, it's the pun issuer.
I know, but I...
Come on.
You're just the...
You didn't like the Punisher, and you like me, so...
Touche.
You're right.
He wants to make a stark difference.
I like the Punisher. I just don't like Punisher Max.
Anyway, email.
Yes, from the other member of our podcast, Christoph.
Yeah, he couldn't make it last week. It's fine.
Yes, and this one is titled, Timing the Time to Be on Time. Hey guys, having some trouble finding the right cadence of emails now that we have two issues going out. I'm stuck between sending it after Wednesday issue to get there in time for the next issue or waiting for the Monday issue. I will figure out the groove because I believe it is worth it. I'm loving the new character Epa issues. Johnny Blaze was a very good issue, even though I do not find the character very compelling. It was very cool to hear more about it without having to read more of him. I need to call someone's bluff, as Chris mentioned in the last issue, that he could easily follow a food trail on the ground. So now we need video of this.
Ha! Use those Belgian chocolates.
Let's do it.
I can't believe neither Chris nor Will shouted 9999 when I offered the picture of Patrick's flowing emo locks as a reward. Oh, back into the vault it goes. Patrick is saved this time, I guess.
I don't remember this, but don't do that again.
I guess he just has that blackmail on you?
I guess. I don't know what he's talking about.
I loved the humanity answer Professor Chris gave about the Alpha Lanterns. I also appreciate the extra info about the Green Lanterns and look forward to hearing about the Smurf origins. Question time for Professor Chris.
Dagnabbit.
Is your pin number 0001?
No, it is not.
For real, though, give us some of the dirt on Kilowog the Mighty. Origins, how did he become a lantern? What was his greatest fear? Was it meeting Patrick?
I don't remember his... origin story, other than I know that he was a scientist on his planet, and he is the last of his kind.
Yeah, I think we did see some flashbacks of his family, and they were like when Kilowog was on
Mogo. Yeah. But he is the last surviving member of his race.
Well, I did read about his joining the Lantern. Oh.
It was in that that bonus issue that you had in the Tales of the Sinestro Corps or something, right?
Right. No.
Yeah, I think you're right.
But boy, howdy, I don't remember much.
But that was about his like first days as the Lantern and him being trained by the current
drill sergeant, right? Talk about where he was from and stuff.
They hinted on some stuff. His planet's name is something like Bolvik or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
I can't remember the exact spelling. But it's something like Bolvik, B-O-L-V-I-K.
You know, when other aliens have the names for their planets, I just assume it is their word in their native language for dirt.
Oh, like us.
Like us, yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. Anyway, Sorry. Just a little aside there.
But no, as far as why he joined the Lanterns, I don't know. I don't know if I've ever seen his backstory to that extent.
I don't know if it's been written.
But yeah,
I
mean, it could be. He makes a comment in his first appearance, though, where they talk about his size. They talk about how big he is, or kind of talk about him like he must be kind of like slow or something. And he's like, I'm a scientist on my planet. So, yeah, that's the only background I know about him that I can think of off the top of my head.
Alrighty then, continuing on with the email. Thanks for a great issue. I do really appreciate the content. Yours truly, the Nutso to the Butso, the Sixth Sheik, the Ying to LW's Yang, the Extreme River Crier, the Podricuted, not electrocuted, the King of Emails, the Holder of the Periwinkle Ring, the Hater of Duck Eggs, the Disappointed Deadpool Variant, the Alpha Emailer, the 26-second sign-off champion of the world, the eater of tough cookies, the not-so-timely Time Lord, Christoph.
Wow.
Appreciate the Doctor Who reference.
Me too.
And we talked about Purple Man this week, who was played by Doctor Who in Jessica Jones.
Yep.
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 AKA.
Yep, 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 yep.
I was thinking the same thing.
Yep, yep, yep.
David Tennant was his name as the actor.
Yes, correct.
Was he actually purple in the Jessica Jones series?
No,
they just called him that.
I believe that he had he has like a moment in the show where he does turn purple. I believe.
I think I saw a picture when I was Googling. Looked like he had a purple suit.
Or did he? Just
he did wear a purple suit. He wore purple clothes. He did, but I believe there's one scene where he kind of goes purple.
I bet they were stylish.
So when I was at Fan Expo, one of the days it was the first day with my picture where I'm with Patrick Gleason.
Yeah,
I have my purple shirt on that I wear to work.
Sure.
And when I was leaving that day, a guy goes, "Are you supposed to be Purple Man?"
Were you like, "Yes"?
And I was like, "I don't know who that is." And I said that to Nick, and I said, "I don't know who that is. I wonder if it's like somebody from anime." And he goes, "No, it's the villain in Jessica Jones." And I was like, dang it, I wish I would have known. I could have been like, yeah, now go do your job really well.
That would have been hilarious.
If I would have known, yeah, I would have 100% taken advantage in the moment.
Be like, Patrick Gleason's over there, go give him some money.
No, it was the guy scanning badges as you left.
Oh.
It was one of the employees, so I would have been like, continue doing your job very well.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Thanks for the email, Chris.
Yeah, Christoph, king of the emails. I thought you did Nutso to the Butso the prior week. Did he not? I thought it had already dropped. My bad.
Maybe he's just going to keep it in there.
He's just going to, maybe. Oh, dude, what a fiend.
That would be amazing.
Let me look.
Oh, Will's like, I have to know the answer to this now.
Oh. Oh, he did.
I knew it.
He cut out the so much redacted, and he kept Nutso to the Butso.
Yes!
I think it's like locked in place. Like it.
I love it.
We're gonna have to hit a special event for that to be wiped out.
Oh, I love, he probably did that thinking, I wonder how long it'll be till they notice. But the way I am with stuff, yeah, right. My brain was like, that was supposed to be gone. I pay attention to those things.
Yeah, he does.
Dagnabbit.
Anyway.
That's hilarious, Christoph. Good job. You got us. Wait, what?
No, go on. Do your thing.
No, I was...
Before you structure it up, I want to say something.
We're not structuring.
I know, I'm saying.
He asked a synopsis.
That's right.
He's got a Roomba.
Oh, you want me to do... You want me to...
Do your Roomba
you
thing.
You have to talk about the calling of the Cthulhu or whatever.
Yeah, I don't even remember what it's called.
It's called... I have it written down.
The Calling, Chronicles of Cthulhu or something, isn't it?
The Calling. Cthulhu Chronicles.
Oh, I was close.
You got all the right words, not in the right order.
And he added one.
Ah.
Oh. Well, anyway, Roomba time. When pharmaceutical rep Clayton Diggs' sister admits herself, I wrote that weird, admits herself to a mental institution claiming a man is trying to force her to kill.
That's probably just the period.
A man
right
is
there.
trying to force her to kill.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know why I wrote that other part. He assumes it's her boyfriend and goes to confront him. After punching the boyfriend in the face, he then decides to start asking questions. My kind of character. The boyfriend shows Clayton pictures of his sister from their travels around the globe and points out a strange hooded man in the background of all of the photos. Clayton decides to put on his detective hat and try and solve the mystery. 2 days later, a cruise ship beaches itself after everyone on board dies from a massive stroke. However, the 1,966 people on the ship's manifest, the police actually discover 1,971 bodies and a missing lifeboat. The cruise ship name, the Paradise. While wondering what to do, a man named Stefan conveniently shows up with a whole lot of answers. Stefan tells Clayton of a cult of crazies who are looking to summon their god Cthulhu from another dimension using some psychic mumbo-jumbo. They team up to investigate and put a stop to the end of the world as we know it. Who's behind this crazy plot and what does it have to do with the drug Clayton has been selling? Find out today on Guys with Issues.
So the...
I'm not entirely sure what I was on this time when I wrote that out, but there were some parts I'm just
you were
like,
on
what?
Lack of sleep.
Well, Butrin.
Brighton.
Yeah, well, no, he mentions Wellbutrin in the first panel or first page.
Does he?
Because he goes, yeah, get on this Brighton thing. Mm-hmm. And so the answer to Will's questions are, it's Stefan's dad trying to summon people in by having them do drugs and getting psycho brain.
Linked.
Psycho linked to open a portal to...
Yes.
That's all I can hear. That's my brain can't understand his name.
That's fair.
It just goes... Mm-hmm. So that's the story,
right?
So that was the whole thing.
So I was thinking, instead of our normal structure, and you know, you can remove all this if you want or whatever, but instead of doing the stuff that we know we don't really have answers to, why don't we just do like creepy parts?
Oh, you want to talk about parts you thought were creepy?
Yeah.
Is there a part you thought was creepy?
A few of them.
That opening scene, definitely.
Just thinking about it.
Oh, yeah. It's the opening scene. Oh, where the kid. Okay.
It's the kid and the mom.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have any creepy scenes you'd like to talk about? That fits thematically.
Right.
There wasn't any naked skin with raccoons this time around.
There wasn't.
Thank goodness.
So when she's in the mental hospital and she's like, everybody in paradise is dead. And you have no idea what she's talking about. I thought that was pretty creepy.
That's true. A little creepy there.
Yeah.
Did you have any scenes you thought were creepy?
Well, as previously mentioned, the opening of the comic is like a mom huddled with, looks like her son. And it, you know, from what they say, it sounds like there's screaming going on in whatever mansion or house or wherever they're at. And she starts singing a lullaby like, you know, you are my sunshine. And
she's trying to brighten things up.
Yeah. It ends with like, don't take my sunshine away, as these guys bust in through the door and they grab her and she ends up dying and they take his son.
Yep.
That like the art and everything around that was just like
super dark.
It super was. Dark, super creepy, kind of hits you in the gut because mm-hmm.
Yeah,
kids, I guess.
Really, it set a tone that didn't feel like it followed through.
I know.
I expected
that's true.
I expected this to be like, ooh, this is going to be like creepy. And then the rest of it until the very end really is
right.
Just like people trying to figure out why a cruise ship died.
Yeah, the only other thing I thought was creepy was just the guy showing up in pictures and slowly advancing.
The dreamer.
Yeah, I don't know. That was just, I was like, man, could you imagine if that actually happened in real life? You'd be like, what is going on?
The closer he gets, once he finally reaches you, you hear whispers that make you go insane and want to kill people.
Right.
Yeah, that was creepy.
Pretty creepy.
So with the advent of AI as it progresses.
No, that's fair.
Do you think someone could make malware that gets on people's phones that does that to them?
Like it
auto photoshops you into all of their pictures?
Well, that's why the guy said he only took the pictures with analog film.
That's true.
Because he's like, digital can be manipulated. He goes, here's a Polaroid, takes the picture, and that's what convinces the guy.
Right.
Also, what about the end? That was sadly creepy.
Yeah, where he faded out of the picture.
Because he died?
Because he died.
Yeah.
And he was the only defense against Cthulhu.
Yep.
Was pretty creepy.
Yeah.
Also, when, like, Stefan's dad walks out and everyone's calling him father.
Right. Oh, like I got to find my dad. Yeah. Where's he going to be?
Father,
well, that was easy.
Father.
Yeah. Yeah, that's creepy for a few different reasons.
I thought it was interesting at the end where, what was his name? Michael Clayton. What was his name?
Clayton Diggs.
Clayton. You'd think I'd remember that.
I don't remember any of their names.
You'd think I'd remember that. So
you would think.
But I thought it was interesting that his sister was out of the mental hospital, but he was in it. But you don't know that until like the next to last page.
Right.
Where they were talking and then he's like, yeah, you know, I'm here. And she leaves.
Yep.
I thought that was cool. That was a good, that felt like the kind of ending that if this was a movie, it would be in line with something like that.
Sure, yeah.
But in the end, he just shoots a dude with a flare.
Yeah.
And some kid gets some smoky eyes.
Which, about the flare gun.
Flare guns don't shoot people off of railing.
It's really a good like way to take somebody out with flare.
Like, it would have made more sense if the panel like shows him getting hit with the flare bursting.
And he bursts into flames.
And he was like running, trying to like get it out and then fell off.
Like Denethor from Return of the King.
Correct.
But it looked like he hit him with a flare and he just went flying like 100 feet.
Maybe he was spectral at that point.
He could
have the flare had been,
the other part is
it's the fire.
the flare gun he was using only has one shot.
Yeah, but he found a second.
But it doesn't show you that he ever finds it. He pulls a flare gun out and walks away with it and shoots it twice.
Will loves his pick this week.
That's great.
So, Will, what would you give this? Because I want to know from this, the way he's going.
So,
out of five additional crew,
out of five additional face tentacles.
Ooh, face tentacles.
Face tentacles are good, even though it's a Call of Cthulhu that Cthulhu never actually shows up.
No,
he never shows up.
They have tattoos on hands. If Cthulhu shows up,
that's the end of the world.
That everyone loses.
Yeah.
You don't, in Cthulhu's stories, it's always the cultists.
Yeah.
It's always just people trying to get him.
Anyway, I would say, I could see.
I know this is out of order, but he was riled.
I was riled.
So I wanted to know.
I mean, I don't know what else there is to talk about, to be honest. Bad scenes and creepy scenes.
I could see the bones of a good story, right?
Yeah.
But it lacks any kind of like connective tissue. Like
just wasn't flushed out.
Wasn't flushed out. It needed to be like a little bit longer, not 108 pages, of which the last, you know, 8 to 10 were cover art.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
From the source I found it. So I'd give it a 2.
A 2?
Yeah.
In line with the way I've been scoring things.
Yeah.
Patrick, did you have any other parts that really bugged you?
No, not really.
We all talked about that we thought Stefan showing up, having all the answers, basically, and the means to accomplish anything they needed was a bit convenient.
It was.
I don't know, rich people just make everything easy. This just shows you that wealth just like solves problems.
I know. That's why Batman can be Batman, right? He's so rich that he's like, I can fight crime.
Right.
Yeah.
So, Patrick,
yeah?
What would you give it?
Because it really felt like a Call of Cthulhu tabletop role-playing game session, I'm going to give it a 3.
I would give it a 3 as well.
Yeah.
I actually enjoyed the theme and the bones that Will said were there enough that I thought about scoring it higher than a 3 because I could see the potential.
Sure.
But then the way it ended, I was like, it was lacking. It was it kind of, and it happens too fast. Like the whole, we watch like a woman infiltrate a morgue and like do all these things and do this detective work and try to find these answers. We spend all this time like slowly peeling back the layers of like, how did everybody die in this cruise ship and what's really going on? But then once you start getting answers, it's super fast.
Yes.
And then like all of a sudden you're on a boat to an oil rig, you find a guy and you shoot him with a flare gun. Like it was
story over.
Dude, for the slow burn of some of the lead up and trying to build that suspense of like what's happening and how do they stop it, it felt really generically boring at the end.
Yeah. It was almost like
a dude shoots a dude.
Like the writer's like, all right, yeah, I got to wrap this up. I got a week left.
Something. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe it was like the editor or something.
I don't know, but it felt like the beginning had so much potential.
Oh, yeah, because it was creepy and, you know, so much setup.
Yeah, and you're introducing all of these characters. And like tabletop games or board games with Cthulhu, there's usually like a small group of people working together.
Yes.
And so it did. It had all of those things. And then at the end, it was like, boom, boom, boom. Done. Save the world.
So it's like one of those D&D sessions where everybody just rolls really well.
At the end. Like,
it really is.
Everybody just keeps getting like, you know, 17s, 18s, nat 20s. And then
the
just
whole
like,
time at the end.
Just like blows right through everything.
Blows right through everything.
The DM is just like, oh, okay then. This whole thing is just done, I guess. See ya.
That is kind of what happened.
It really is.
So if you look at this like a tabletop game.
Yeah.
You could still enjoy it. But none of us are going to be like, you have got to read this.
No.
Which, when I was looking it up, I think online this has like a 4 out of 5 on like a lot of different rate, like Goodreads and Kindle and
people
stuff.
People are fanboys over Cthulhu, though. So anything that gets that Eldritch horror.
It's almost like it's a cult.
Oh my gosh, maybe this.
We shouldn't look into this because, man, it could get bad.
Patrick's like, I'm out.
I'm out.
Will and I are like, let's go find the guy that wrote this.
We'll ask him some questions.
What did you try to do? But, well, so that was the pick of the week.
Yeah.
Some Cthulhu. We threw some Cthulhu in.
As you have to do in October.
We tried to do Swamp Thing, but it ended up being quite the undertaking.
Well, the funny thing is there's only 7 issues of that series on the DC Online app.
So there's a very specific story in it that must be, like, seminal for some reason.
Must be.
Because I looked it up and I was like, that is 45 issues long.
Because I looked it up in the DC app and I saw the 7 issues. I was like, maybe we can do that. I didn't look into it any further. And then you're like, it's 45 issues. I'm like, well, screw that.
Too much work.
Dang it. So, does anybody have anything else?
I mean, I think you should tell them.
I like that you both look at me. Okay. Listen,
To be fair... You have the loudest voice on the podcast, so they'll definitely hear it.
So, I want you to know that
nose goes.
We really enjoyed this little more than a year that we've been seeing each other, hearing each other. But right now, you know, life gets kind of crazy sometimes, and sometimes, you know, good relationships they don't always work out. So, we're going to have to, you know, holidays are coming up.
Yep.
And you know the most important thing to do before a holiday is cut it off with the non-permanent people that you're seeing so you can save some money, don't have to buy them gifts.
Wow.
And
this is going sideways.
People are like, where is this going? Is he breaking up with us?
We are.
And that is the truth.
So we have had a lot of fun doing this, and this is kind of sudden. We hadn't planned on doing this.
No.
This right here.
We have not.
But as some discussions have been happening, and there's some life events going on in a few of our lives that are making it very difficult to try to continue on this journey of podcasting where we get to entertain you and laugh with you and share a bit of our lives so that you can join us and each week. And we just started up this cool bonus episode, Christoph, for characters. And you know, we didn't do that thinking, hey, you know, we're just going to end the podcast anyway. We did have some discussions about ending it at a later date, possibly, but the way things have been going, and it's just schedules, and there's some pretty crazy schedules coming up. And so we threw a discussion out before recording tonight, and unfortunately for all of us, and especially you, dear listener, this is going to be the last episode, for now at least.
For now at least. We're going to pause it, maybe forever.
I mean, we do have one left in the bank.
We do.
Never released the Killing Joke.
We do have the Killing Joke recording.
We do.
And that is...
And technically...
The Fabled Issue.
The Fabled Issue.
We do have the Fabled Issue, technically. So, we could technically do two more if we want to. And when I say that, I mean if Chris wants... Well, Fable is totally edited. Killing Joke might be.
Both of them were.
Killing Joke might be edited. I'll have to check. Not that that would be a tough thing to do. It is going to be a much older format, way before we added all these segments.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we are putting this into the bag of indefinite holding. And unfortunately, we're drawing the curtain on this show that is... What?
It's given us so many issues.
It's given us... we have more issues than normal right now.
Yeah.
And some of them aren't our own issues, but we're working around them.
Yeah, I still have omnibuses to pick up.
Yeah. So one thing we did want to invite you to is we are planning to continue reading Blackest Night and then possibly the rest of the Green Lantern saga. And this was always a book club for us that we invited you into.
Yep.
So if you would be interested, if you've been, we know a couple of you, not many, but a couple, have read along with us. If you are going to continue reading Green Lantern, checking out Blackest Night now, we are also going to do that. And we are going to meet in person at a restaurant, like a book club. And we're going to talk about that story once we get it all read. It won't be like a weekly basis kind of thing. It won't necessarily be monthly either, depending, but it will be something in the future. So if you are interested in joining us to talk about Blackest Night in person, send us an email to longbox at guyswithissues.com.
Yes.
And we will put you on a list and keep in touch so that we can let you know when that's coming up.
Like the FBI.
Yeah.
We'll put you on a list.
Yeah, you'll be on our watch list.
That's right.
Yeah. And you can join us at the place that we decide on to grab dinner and talk about Blackest Night. And hopefully that you know, we have a few of you out there that, like I said, do read along and also enjoy participating in the ways that you do. And even if you don't read along and you really just want to hang out with us and listen to us talk about Blackest Night,
you can do that too.
You can do that. But again, just email us. We'll make sure that we keep in touch with that. We do plan on continuing to read some of that Green Lantern run, especially Blackest Night. But we do apologize. This is sudden. It was genuinely not planned.
No.
This wasn't Chris just going, I don't want to be on the podcast no more. It wasn't this time.
It's kind of, we, you know, like you said, some things happen in life, and it'd be a lot easier to have one less thing on the plate to deal with. So.
And this will be that thing for now.
For now.
Because it's easier to meet and have a plate.
And you know what? It's really easy to start it all back up because we've already got the equipment.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if and when life settles down and we decide, you know what would be fun? Let's fire her back up. We will do that. But for right now, it's got to be put on a big old pause.
Yep.
So, thank you to all of you who've listened. thank you for all of the hours you've spent with us. And to those of you who've read along, thanks for making the effort to be a part of that book club. Thank you to Christoph and Lorena for snacks. Had fun time with snacks. Thank you to everybody who's ever sent in emails and who's given us suggestions, who's read along, who's listened faithfully each week. Faithful listener, you are the reason we continue doing this at all to begin with.
Yep, so, we really appreciate it.
We do.
From the bottom of our hearts and the soles of our feet.
All right.
So we're going to just tuck all of these issues into the long box, put it on the shelf.
Well, I guess that means, for the last time for a while, I'm Patrick.
And this is Will.
And I'm Chris. And we will always be guys with issues.
So many issues. Okay.
Yeah. Like Fiber One.
Fiber One! Fiber Two!
Right.
That's what it sounds like.
Fiber all the cannons.
Fiber all the cannons. Like fiber it will.
Dude, he's always hunting squirrels. He's always out there in his camo thong with his painted black on his cheeks.
I'm not there for the story. I'm there for the puns.
Like many different states have a wizard convention.
Many states have wizards. Sorry.
Old men and beards.
Did you listen?
No.
Me either.
I haven't had a chance.
So
welcome to the club.
So hold on.
You were saying you had plenty of chances to catch up.
Yeah. Mustard.
Mustard.
I haven't had a good mouthful of mustard in a while.
That's what she said.
Oh.
I don't know any she's that would say that. I don't know anybody that likes mustard the way I do. That might be the person that my wife would be endangered by if they loved mustard like me, and just we could sit there squeezing mustard all night.
And I'm done.
I liked that. Me too. It went a lot better listening back. Like, I just liked how it went.
Yeah.
Shut up. He's never... He's like, I listened so that I knew the difference. He wouldn't even know the difference. He didn't listen to the old ones.
What's the hardest thing you've ever had to say? Subtweet. I had to tell someone that their Spider-Man had died. Next subtweet. Worcestershire.
A half pound apple.
Why do you have the face where you're trying not to say something inappropriate?
Because I am holding it back.
Who are you and what have you done with Will?
If you hold your tongue and say that.
Who are you and what have you done with Will?
Yeah.
Again.
I'm not going to do that.
I find socks are excellent napkins.
Fit more in. Fit more in. Do more, coward. That's what I'm talking about.
I have no idea. Oh, it says that it has sugar in the ingredients. How is that not added sugar? Zero added sugar. Butt sugar. Not butt sugar.
Butt sugar.
Is that like the enema version of sugar, booger sugar?
Maybe. I have no idea.
Butt sugar. Cut it. Clip it.